Well, I want to start with a question. What do you think is the longest song in the entire Bible?
開始嘅時候問大家一個問題，你覺得聖經入邊最長嘅一個詩歌係邊一個呢？
Psalm 119.
詩篇119篇。
It's longer than Mary's song in Luke chapter 1 when she learns that she's going to carry the Messiah.
係長過瑪利亞之歌，就係喺路加福音第一章嗰度，佢知道自己將懷孕生彌賽亞。
That one's only 10 verses long.
嗰個只係十節啫。
It's longer than Moses' song after they crossed the Red Sea. Next is 15. That's 18 verses long.
亦都長過摩西之歌，就係佢哋過咗紅海之後喺出埃及記十五章嗰度，嗰個係十八節長。
Psalm 119 is even longer than the book Song of Songs or Song of Solomon.
詩篇119篇甚至乎長過整卷嘅雅歌。
The Song of Solomon is 8 chapters long and has 117 verses, but that's not the longest song in the Bible. It's Psalm 119.
雅歌有八章有117節，但係最長嘅詩歌就喺詩篇119篇。
It has 176 verses.
有176節。
It's the longest chapter in the Bible. It's longer than many books in the Bible.
係整卷聖經最長嘅一個章，亦都係長過好多嘅聖經書卷。
And in a sense, this is a love song.
而在某程度上来讲，这个是一首情歌。
It's a love song about the Word of God and about the God of the Word.
是关于神的话语，而且是关于说出这些话的神。
What each of us needs, what we together as a church need most desperately is to know and to obey and to love God's Word.
我们每个人需要的，作为整个教会需要的，就是要知道、遵行和爱神的话语。
It's not enough just to know it.
不是只是认识这些话语。
It's not enough just to obey it.
只是遵行也都未足够。
But we must love it.
但我们要爱它。
We must treasure it in our hearts.
我们要用心去珍惜它。
We often turn too quickly to what is easy or what works.
我们很经常很快就采纳一些容易的行之有效的。
Maybe what we've done in the past or what makes sense to us.
我们曾经过去做过的方法或者我们觉得合理的方法。
Or maybe what fits best with the world.
或者最符合世俗一般标准的方法。
But we are often too slow to say, what does the Word of God say?
但我们就很迟才问神的话语是怎么说的呢?
And when we learn what the Bible says, do we trust God enough that we'll follow His Word?
但当我们知道圣经的话语怎么说的时候，我们是不是相信神以致我们可以跟着他的话语去做呢?
And will we follow His Word even when it's hard or contradicts something that we previously thought?
我们会否继续去跟随神，甚至乎当遇到困难或者系同我哋之前所谂嘅有矛盾嘅时候呢
？And so this morning I want to draw our attention to the beauty and importance of God's word.
现在我哋就系想去睇一睇神嘅话语嘅重要同埋佢嘅美。
Psalm 119 has 22 stanzas.
第119篇有22段。
It's one for every letter of the Hebrew alphabet.
每一段都系一个希伯来嘅字母。
I'm actually preaching a few stanzas of Psalm 119 every few months in the English congregation, and so far we've covered the first 5 stanzas.
我其實喺英文部咧已經係講咗詩篇119篇，每個幾個月一次咁樣去講。現在我哋已經係去到五段噶啦。
Each stanza has 8 verses.
每段有八節。
And each verse in that stanza begins with the same Hebrew letter.
每節喺開頭嘅時候都係有同一個嘅希伯來字母開始。
So this is really like one big acrostic.
这个是一个很长很大的字母诗。
And almost all 176 verses in this psalm has a direct reference to the Word of God. There's only a few exceptions.
差不多所有176节里面都有直接提及神的话语，除了有几个例外。
And so this psalm is a carefully crafted work of praise.
因此这个诗篇是一个精心雕琢的赞美作品。
That's why C.S. Lewis commented about this psalm that this poem is not and does not pretend to be a sudden outpouring of the heart.
C.S. Lewis, 路易斯就话呢篇诗篇并唔系，亦都唔系扮作从心内忽然间涌流出嚟嘅。
It is a pattern, a thing done like embroidery, stitch by stitch, through long quiet hours for the love of the subject.
它是一個紋路，好像刺繡一樣，一針一針這樣去織出來，因為那個主題，因為愛那個主題，而用漫長而安靜的時間編織出來的。
And that's why this psalm has captured the affection of many preachers throughout church history.
因此这篇诗篇备受教会历史中很多传道人的喜爱。
In Charles Spurgeon's classic commentary on the Psalms, which is called The Treasury of David, he wrote 349 pages on Psalm 119.
施布真在他的经典的大卫的宝藏这个的解经书里面就写了关于诗篇119篇写了349页。
Charles Bridges, a well-known British pastor in the 1800s, wrote a 481-page commentary on Psalm 119 when he was only 33 years old.
Charles Bridges, 另一个英国的著名的牧者，他在19世纪的时候就写了一个解经书，是481页的，但当时他只得33岁。
Finally, Thomas Manton, a Puritan from the 1600s, he wrote a three-volume commentary on this psalm that was almost 1,700 pages long.
最后 ，Thomas Manton 呢个清教徒，佢喺十七世纪时候就写咗分开三册嘅释经书，关于诗篇119篇，而且系有1700页长。
Beyond commentaries from church history, there are also some funny stories about Psalm 119.
而除咗系嗰啲嘅解经书之外，另外亦都有喺啲得意嘅故事关于诗篇119篇。
Pastor James Montgomery Boyce shared the story of a man named George Wisehart.
James Montgomery Boyce 这个牧者就是分享了关于 George Wisehart 这个的例子。
He was a bishop in the United Kingdom in the 1600s, and he was condemned to die, but Psalm 119 literally saved his life.
这个的主教在英国在十七世纪的时候是要受死刑的，但是呢，这个诗篇119篇就是救了他一命。
The custom of the day was that before somebody was executed, he could choose a psalm to be sung.
当时的习俗就是在一个人是受死刑之前，他是可以拣一篇诗篇去唱。
So he chose Psalm 119.
他就拣了诗篇119篇。
Before they were two-thirds of the way through singing the Psalm, Wisehart was pardoned.
而在唱到这篇诗篇未完，还有三分之一的时候，Wisehart 就被无条件释放了。
Now there's a lot of debate about who wrote Psalm 119, and ultimately we don't know.
关于诗篇119篇是谁写的有很多争论，而归根结底我们不知道。
Some think it's David, others perhaps think it's Daniel or Ezra.
有些人觉得是大卫，有些人觉得是但以理或者以斯拉。
Since it doesn't say who wrote it, we can't know for sure.
诗篇里面没有提到谁写，所以我们就不知道，不肯定。
But regardless of the human author, we know this psalm has a divine author andthat this psalm applies to every person in every circumstance.
但无论这个人是哪一个，我们知道这篇诗篇是一个属天的作者，而这篇诗篇能应用在每一个人，每一个处境里面。
So with that introduction, let's look at the first eight verses of Psalm 119 together.
我们现在就看这个诗篇119篇的头八节。
And Spencer, why don't you read the eight verses again?
诗篇119篇头八节，行为正直，遵行耶和华律法的人，真是有福。恪守他的法道，全心寻求他的人，真是有福。他们不做奸恶的事，他们遵行他的道路。你把你的训词吩咐我们，要我们切实遵行遵守。但愿我的道路坚定，得以遵守你的规定。我重视你的一切诫命，就不至于羞愧。我学了你公义的律例，就以正直的心感谢你。我要遵守你的规定，求你不要把我弃绝。
So as we walk through these eight verses, I want us to discover three lessons about true happiness.
当我们走过这八节的时候，我希望我们大家发现关于真正快乐的三个功课。
Three lessons about true happiness.
关于真正快乐的三个功课。
And the first is this: Happy are those who walk in God's word.
第一个是遵行神话语的，这个人就得快乐。
Happy are those who walk in God's word.
遵行神话语的这个人就得快乐。
Now the first three verses of this psalm serve as an introduction to the rest of the entire psalm.
这三节的经文就是这篇诗篇整个的这个的开始。
The first three verses are laying out the foundation, the starting point.
这三节经文就是这个整卷诗篇的基础，是一个的序言。
And that's why these three verses are spoken abstractly. They're spoken in the third person.
因此这三节就是抽象地用第三人称去讲。
But once we get into verse 4, the rest of the psalm is intensely personal.
但到第四节开始，而其余的诗篇的经文就是非常的个人贴身。
The psalmist speaks directly to God in the second person, you and your.
诗篇是对神直接的说话，是你的。
And the psalmist speaks of himself in the first person, I, me, or my.
而诗人就系讲到自己系我，我的。
So what is this strong foundation for this massive skyscraper of Psalm 119?
呢一篇咁庞大嘅诗篇嘅基础系咩呢？
Look at verse 1.
系第一节。
Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord.
行为正直，遵行耶和华律法的人，真是有福。
Psalm 119 begins the same way that Psalm 1 begins.
而呢个亦都系同诗篇第一篇系好相一样嘅。
It's almost the same way that Jesus began his most famous sermon, the Sermon on the Mount, blessed.
而亦都系同耶稣嘅登山宝训一样，系有福的咁样去开始。
Now there are a couple different Hebrew words for bless in the Old Testament.
喺旧约入边有好多个唔同嘅关于福呢个字。
One word for blessing means experiencing God's grace and his benefits, like when Adam and Eve were blessed so they'd be fruitful and multiply, or when God blessed Abraham and his offspring.
一个字系关于经历神嘅恩典同埋恩惠，好似神祝福亚当夏娃，佢要佢生养众多，遍满地面咁样样，或者系亚伯拉罕同佢嘅后裔。
But this word for blessing is different.
但呢个唔同。
This word could actually be translated accurately to mean happy.
喺呢一度呢个福字系要被翻译成为快乐。
In other words, Psalm 119 starts out by saying, "How truly happy are those whose way is blameless."
呢个诗篇一开始嘅时候就讲到行为正直、遵行耶和华律法的人真是有福。
So the foundation for this massive psalm is happiness.
呢个庞大嘅诗篇嘅基础就系快乐。
That's why our first point is, "Happy are those who walk in God's word."
因此第一个重点就系遵行神话语嘅呢个人就有快乐。
This psalm is about how to be happy.
呢一个诗篇关于如何得到快乐。
Truly happy.
真正嘅快乐。
Now I know people like to talk about the difference between happiness and joy.
好多人都系会系讨论快乐同埋喜乐有嘅分别。
Happiness, sometimes people say happiness is superficial and it's based on our circumstances.
有啲人话快乐系表面嘅，系因在我哋外在环境而会变嘅。
But joy is deep and it's based on Jesus. And that's true to some extent.
某程度上来讲是对的。
But biblically, there's not a significant difference between the words happiness and joy.
但按圣经来讲，这两个字，喜乐、快乐，是没什么分别。
In other words, the Bible is not against your happiness.
换句话讲，圣经不是反对你快乐。
The Bible doesn't say your joy has to be deep, deep, so deep that no one can see it and you can't even smile about it.
圣经冇讲过你嘅喜乐系要好深入，深入到内心之中，深到连笑都唔可以，其他人唔可以见到。
No, biblical joy is the same thing as biblical happiness.
圣经所教导嘅喜乐系圣经所教导嘅快乐一样嘅。
What matters is where you find your joy and happiness in.
重点系你喺边一度揾到你嘅喜乐同快乐。
Do you find your joy in the Lord who never changes?
你系咪喺嗰个永远不变嘅主嗰度揾到喜乐？
Do you find your happiness in his promises that are sure and eternal?
你是不是在他的永恒和确定的应许里面找到快乐?
Or do you find your joy in the world, which is constantly going to disappoint you and is shifting like sand?
定是你在这个世界一个常常转变、常常令你失望的世界之中找你的快乐、喜乐呢?
As I mentioned, Psalm 1 begins in a very similar way. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the seat of way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
正如之前所讲，呢篇诗篇好似诗篇第一篇咁样样，不从恶人的计谋，不站罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
In some ways, Psalm 119 is the fullest fulfillment of Psalm 1.
某程度上来讲，诗篇119篇是最圆满的实践，是诗篇第一篇最圆满的实践。
Psalm 119 is the meditation of the blessed man who has truly found his delight in the law of the Lord.
诗篇119是一位蒙福的人的默想，他确切地知道耶和华的律法里面找到快乐。
So under this first main point, I want to give you four subpoints to help understand these verses.
在这第一个重点里面有底下有四个的小点是让你们明白。
First, I want you to understand this. God is for your happiness.
第一个小点就是神是为你快乐着想。
That might sound surprising to hear, but God is for your happiness.
好似好，听落系好特别咁样，但系神系为你嘅快乐着想。
Look again at verse 1 and the first half of verse 2.
我哋系睇诗篇119篇1至2节。 行为正直，遵行耶和华律法的人真是有福；恪守他的法道，全心寻求他的人真是有福。
God wants you to be blessed.
神系希望你得福。
God wants you to have joy and happiness.
神希望你得到喜乐同埋快乐。
God is not a killjoy who is holding out on you.
神唔系一位专登扫兴嘅神，收埋啲好嘢唔俾你。
Satan's strategy to deceive Eve in the garden was to get her to doubt God's goodness and kindness.
撒旦嘅计谋去欺骗夏娃，就系喺佢让佢去怀疑神嘅恩慈同埋良善。
And it's the same strategy today.
今日佢亦都撒旦亦都用同样嘅计谋。
No matter what the world tells you, you need to grasp this foundation that God is for you, not against you.
无论呢个世界告诉你啲乜嘢，你都要捉紧一个基要嘅实况，就系神系帮助你嘅，唔系敌挡你嘅。
God is not a divine black hole that just sucks joy and life out of everything towards himself.
神唔系一个天上嘅黑洞，吸走晒所有嘅嘢嘅喜乐同埋生气。
Instead, God is the opposite. He is a fountain of blessing and delight that flows outward for the joy and happiness of others.
事实是相反，神是一个祝福和快乐的泉源，是将这些传开给其他人。
So God is for your happiness.
神是为到你的好处，你的快乐着想。
But the second subpoint here is that happiness comes from holiness.
第二个小点就是快乐是来自圣洁。
Happiness comes from holiness.
快乐来自圣洁。
Again, it says there, blessed are those whose way is blameless.
这里是讲到行为正直，遵行耶和华律法的人真是有福。
Blameless here doesn't mean without sin, but it means without hypocrisy.
这个行为正直并不是说没罪，而是没假冒为善。
It means somebody who is without unrepentant hidden sin.
而是没有未悔过隐而未见的罪。
It says, blessed are those who walk in the law of the Lord.
是真遵行耶和华律法的人真是有福。
That's somebody who lives daily according to his law.
是一个每一天按着他律法而活的人。
Blessed are those who keep his testimonies.
恪守他的法道真是有福。
That means faithfully observing and obeying what God has commanded and said.
忠心地遵行和遵守神所吩咐和所讲过的说话。
And he says, who also do no wrong, that's the negative, and who walk in his ways, that's the positive.
他们不做奸恶的事，这个是负面来讲。他们遵行他的道，这个是正面来讲。
So how would you summarize all of that?
咁呢个点样去撮要呢
？Somebody who obeys God's word and they have righteousness.
一个听神话语嘅人，亦都有公义。
The word for that is somebody who is holy.
呢个字就系呢个人系圣洁嘅人。
Holiness.
圣洁。
If you want to live a blessed life, a happy life, then you need to pursue a holy life.
如果你想要一个蒙福嘅生命，一个快乐嘅生命，咁你就要追求圣洁嘅生命。
Charles Spurgeon said, "Settle it in your hearts as a first postulate and sure rule of practical science that holiness is happiness."
施布真话要将圣洁就系快乐呢一句说话沉淀喺心入边，成为第一嘅公理，系实用嘅科学同埋定律。
So God is for your happiness, and happiness comes from holiness. And third, God's laws are for your happiness.
神是为你的快乐着想，而快乐是来自圣洁。而第三个小点就是神的律法是为你的快乐而设。
So holiness and happiness are tied together, but we do not know the path of holiness without God's word.
圣洁和快乐是不可分割的，但是没有神的话语，我们就不能够去到圣洁的地步。
So God's laws are for our happiness.
因此神的律法就是为到我们的快乐而设。
That's why 1 John 5:3 can say, For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome.
因此约翰一书五章三节这么说，我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
This is because his commands are for our joy.
因为他的诫律诫命是为我们的喜乐而设。
Imagine a husband who gives his wife a list of duties and rules for her to earn his love.
去试想象一下，有一个丈夫 去, 去俾到佢嘅太太一系列嘅责任同埋一啲嘅律例，去要佢去赚取佢嘅爱。
To be clear, I am not recommending this.
我係唔係咁樣去告訴大家咁樣去做。
That list will eventually create despair.
呢一個係呢一系列嘅條款或者典章就會係令到個太太覺得沮喪。
The wife will feel disdain for that list.
太太會不屑去見嗰一系列要做嘅事情。
And eventually that list will cause her to despise her unloving husband.
嗰一列的事情亦都係讓到個太太係最終會鄙視佢嗰個唔愛自己嘅丈夫。
I fear that far too often we think about God's laws like that.
有時候我覺得我哋太常時覺得神就係咁樣。
But instead, imagine that the husband promises faithful and unconditional love to his wife.
但係想像嗰個嘅丈夫其實係忠心並且係無條件咁樣去愛佢嘅太太。
And he says, here's a list of things that would honor and please me, and in my wisdom, I know that doing these things will also bring you joy.
而嗰个丈夫讲呢一系列要做嘅事情系尊敬同埋讨我喜悦嘅，而喺我嘅智慧入边，我知道呢啲事情会为你带来喜乐。
I will love you no matter what.
无论咩事情我都爱你。
And how well you complete this list has no bearing on my love for you.
你喺呢啲事情上面做得几好几差，都唔会转变我对你嘅爱。
But this list is for your benefit.
但呢一系列嘅事情係為你嘅好處而設。
Well, that's a very different situation now, isn't it?
咁呢一個情況係咪就係同之前嗰個好唔同呢？
So God's laws are for our happiness.
因此神嘅律例就係為到我哋嘅喜樂。
The last subpoint here, if you love God, you'll love His word.
第四個小點就係若你愛神，就你會愛神嘅話語。
Notice in verse 2 it says, Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart.
第二节嗰度提到全心寻求他的人。
The psalmist isn't just seeking the word of God, he is seeking the God of the word.
诗人唔系净系寻求神嘅话语，佢系寻求紧发出呢个话语嘅嗰位神。
We aren't just seeking more knowledge.
我哋系吸收好多嘅知识。
We're seeking a person.
我哋係應該係要去尋求一個人。
Again, Charles Spurgeon on this verse, he said, "The blessed man has God already, and for this reason he seeks him." This may seem a contradiction; it is only a paradox.
斯布珍話：那個蒙福嘅人已經得著神，正因如此佢尋求神。這個睇起上嚟好似係矛盾，但係其實並非矛盾。
So we must seek God.
我哋必須要尋求神。
Not half-heartedly,
唔係敷衍咁樣，
and not just with the intellect,
唔係淨係喺知識上面追求，
but we must seek Him with our whole heart.
我哋要全心一心一意嘅咁樣尋求神。
Friends, will you seek God with your whole heart?
朋友啊，你會否要全心全意咁樣尋求神呢？
And if you will, then we must seek Him in His Word.
若你會嘅話，我哋就要喺佢嘅話語入邊尋求神。
We must seek to live in His law.
我哋要尋求喺佢嘅律法底下生活。
Because that is where we will find both holiness and true happiness.
因為我哋就喺嗰度先至可以揾到聖潔同埋真正嘅快樂。
Now the second lesson about true happiness is this: Happy are those who desire to keep God's word.
第二個大重點就係渴望緊守神話語嘅呢個人就得快樂。
Again, happy are those who desire to keep God's word.
渴望緊守神話語嘅呢個人就得快樂。
Look again at verses 4-6.
第四至六節，你把你的訓詞吩咐我們，要我們切實遵守。但願我的道路堅定，得以遵守你的規定。我重視你的一切戒命，就不至於羞愧。
Notice the switch from the third person, where it says the one whose way is blameless, or the law of the Lord, and now it switches to talking about God directly.
而呢度就同头三节唔同，佢由第三身嘅形容，由到第一身嘅形容。
And the psalmist speaks of himself in the first person. Oh, that my ways may be established.
佢呢度系讲到，但愿我行事坚定。
So now this becomes intensely personal.
而呢度开始就会系好个人，亦都非常之贴身嘅。
God demands that His laws be kept.
神系要求佢嘅律法系被遵守。
And so the psalmist cries out, expressing his desire to keep God's law.
而詩人就呼求佢嘅意願去遵守神嘅 律例典章。
You see his heart in verse 5. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes.
我哋第五节嗰度睇到，但愿我的道路坚定，得以遵守你的规定。
James Boyce on Psalm 119 verse 5, he says this, there is something that rings true and is commendably honest about this heartfelt cry of the psalmist. He is a very godly man, but he is acutely aware of how ungodly he still is.
Boyce 这个牧师在这里说话，这里看见诗人非常诚实，符合现实而且由衷的呼声，他是一个敬虔的人，但敏锐地认知到自己仍然如何是一个不敬虔的人。
We must desire God's word.
我们必须要渴求神的话语。
But at times, if we're honest, we don't desire his word.
但有时如果我们对自己诚实的话，我们知道自己不渴求神的话语。
Sometimes the best that we can do is to say that we desire to desire God's word.
我们有时最能够做到的只是我们渴求自己能够渴求神的话。
Sometimes the best that we can do is to pray to God, God help me to want your word.
有时我们做得最好的只能够是我们希望自己渴慕神的话语。
And no matter where you need to start, that's okay. That's an expression of humble faith.
无论你要在哪里做起点是可以的，这个是表现出谦卑的信心。
Look at verse 6.
第六节，我重视你的一切诫命，就不至于羞愧。
See, when this is true, we will not feel shame when we fix our eyes upon God's word.
当我们这样做的时候，我们定睛仰望神的话语的时候，我们就不会感到羞愧。
So that's the second lesson about true happiness.
这个就是第二个大的重点。
The first was, happy are those who walk in God's word. And the second is, happy are those who desire to keep God's word.
第一个大的重点是遵行神话语的这个人就得快乐，第二个就是渴望谨守神话语的这个人就得快乐。
And lastly, happy are those who resolve to keep God's word.
第三个重点是定义谨守神话语的这个人就得快乐。
Look at verses 7 and 8.
第七、第八节，我学了你公义的律例，就以正直的心感谢你。我要遵守你的规定，求你不要把我丢弃，弃绝。
Notice in that verse, excuse me. Notice in verse 5, it says he desired to keep God's statutes.
在第五节嗰度讲到，但愿我的道路坚定，得以遵守你的规定。
And then in verse 8, he says, I will keep your statutes.
第八节就已经讲到，我要遵守你的规定。
His desire has turned into resolve.
他的渴望就变成了他的立志。
I want to know your word has turned into I will keep your word.
我渴望遵守知道你的话语，就是进展到我会谨守你的话语。
And to kind of dive into this some more, I have several more subpoints for this one.
而在这个第三个重点入边，下边仲有几个细的重点。
I want you to notice that keeping God's word results in praising God.
第一个小点是谨守神话语是以致赞美神。
Verse 7 says, I will praise you with an upright heart.
第七节讲到,就以正直的心感谢你。
When we are striving to obey God's word, to live according to God's word, we should be humbled because we will realize that we still fall short, even on our best days.
当我们竭力活出神话语的时候，我们应该谦卑下来，因为我们发觉自己就算在最好状态的时候都会未达标。
But also, when we are striving to live according to God's word, we should also be encouraged because any growth that we see in our lives is the result of God working in us.
而当我们竭力活出神话语的时候，若果我们见到我们生命有任何的成长，这些都是神在我们里面工作的结果，我们应该受到鼓舞。
So when we are humbled by our failures, but also encouraged by God's work in our lives, we're going to praise Him with a heart that is upright.
当我们的失败使我们自己谦卑下来，但被神在我们里面工作所鼓舞的时候，那我们就会是用正直的心去赞美祂。
If we are not humbled by our sin or failures, we'll be tempted to praise ourselves and not Him.
但若我们的罪和失败没有使我们谦卑下来，我们就会被诱惑去赞美自己而不是神。
But if we're not striving to live uprightly, our praise will just be empty hypocrisy.
若我们没有竭力这样去正直地活着的时候，那我们的赞美就是空洞和虚伪。
A second subpoint here, keeping God's word requires learning God's word.
第二个小点就是紧守神的话语是必须要首先认识神的话语。
Keeping God's word requires learning God's word.
紧守神的话语首先要认识神的话语。
Look at the second half of verse 7. It says, when I learn your righteous rules.
第七节讲到我学了你公义的律例。
In order to keep God's word, we must know God's word, and therefore we must learn God's word.
去紧守神的话语，我哋必须知道神的话语，咁因此我哋就要学习神的话语。
Now this doesn't mean you have to have a high IQ or be highly educated.
这个不是意思，不是话要你有一个好高嘅智商或者高嘅学历。
This means that you have to have a humble and teachable heart.
这个嘅意思系讲到我哋要有一个谦卑同受教嘅心。
A humble heart that loves God and loves His Word.
谦卑的心去爱神和爱祂的话语。
Throughout church history, there have been many who have been illiterate, unable to read, and yet they would find a way to learn God's Word.
在教会历史里面有很多人都是文盲，他们不识字，但是他们也都是去找方法去吸收，学习神的话语。
They would listen attentively to someone read it out loud for them.
他会专心听一些人读圣经的时候。
They would even memorize large portions of it so they could meditate on it day and night.
他们也都会去记下来，将一些很大的、很多的经文系记咗入脑嗰度，等到佢哋可以日夜思想。
Brothers and sisters, I want to ask you, do you have a hunger to learn God's word?
弟兄姊妹，我哋有冇一个嘅渴求神话语嘅心？
And this isn't just about learning God's word so that we can teach it to somebody else.
唔系话学习咗神嘅话语，以至到我哋可以教人。
Though that's good and important.
呢个系好，系重要。
This is not just learning God's word so that others can notice how knowledgeable we are.
呢个唔系去学习神嘅话语，让人觉得我哋几咁有学识。
This is about learning God's word so that we would know our God.
重要嘅系我哋学习神嘅话语，以至到我哋能认识神。
This is about learning God's word so that we can obey Him and please Him.
学习神的话语，以致到我们能够去遵守祂所教导的，去讨祂喜悦。
This is not about judging others or trying to show off to others.
而不是论断他人或者是炫耀自己。
You know, some people can learn all kinds of things for their work.
有些人是可以为到他工作的缘故学习很多事情。
Some people learn all kinds of things for their hobbies.
为到他的兴趣学很多事情。
Some of you know all about what's going on in politics.
或者是知道在那个政治环境里面是很多的知识。
Both in America and in Hong Kong.
在香港和美国的政治都认识。
Some people will spend hours researching a product before buying it.
有些人用很多时间去研究一件货品才去买它。
Do we have that kind of effort and intentionality in studying God's word?
我们有没有这样类似同样的心去研读神的话语呢?
I think if we're honest, it's not about a matter of ability or time, it's a matter of our hearts.
若我们对自己诚实的话，我们知道这个不是能力或者时间的问题，而是我们内心的问题。
Are you learning God's word?
你是不是学习神的话语呢?
Are you hungering for it?
你有没有渴求它呢?
Do you love it because you love the God who spoke it to us?
你有没有去爱神的话语，因为你爱那位说那些话的神呢?
One last subpoint here. Keeping God's word requires God's help.
第三个小点是紧守神的话语需要神的帮助。
Keeping God's word requires God's help.
紧守神的话语需要神的帮助。
Verse 8 says, I will keep your statutes, do not utterly forsake me.
第八节，我要遵守你的规定，求你不要把我弃绝。
He recognizes that he needs God's help to obey him, so he begs God not to forsake him.
私人求神去不要将他弃绝，因为他需要神去帮助他遵守他的规定。
Notice that this stanza begins with talking about being blessed.
这一段开始的时候讲到蒙福。
And now it ends with the psalmist praying that God would not forsake him.
而第八节这里就是求神不要去丢弃他。
To be forsaken by God is the opposite of being blessed by God.
被神弃绝是被神祝福的完全相反。
So the psalmist here prays that God would not forsake him and instead help him to keep God's statutes.
诗人就求神不要去弃绝他，而是去求神去帮助他遵守他的律例。
So these are three lessons about true happiness.
因此呢個就係三個重點關於真實嘅快樂。
Happy are those who walk in God's word.
緊守神話語嘅人，這人就得到真正嘅快樂。
Happy are those who desire to keep God's word.
係渴望遵守神話語嘅人，這人就得快樂。
And again, if you're anything like me, you have those days when your prayer is simply, help me to desire God's word.
有時我哋嘅禱告都會係咁，我哋盼望我哋去渴求神嘅話語。
And lastly, happy are those who resolve to keep God's word.
去立志緊守遵行神話語嘅人，就係得快樂。
This psalm was written by and for those who have already trusted in God for salvation.
呢一個詩篇係被而且係為嗰啲已經接受咗神嘅接受咗神救恩嘅人而寫。
This psalm is for those who have already experienced the blessing of Psalm 32.
係為到已經係經歷咗詩篇32篇嘅祝福嘅人所寫。
You can turn there and look at the first two verses there with me, Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2.
可以一齊揭開嘅睇詩篇32篇一至二節。
Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, in whose spirit there is no deceit.
得赦免其過、遮蓋其罪的，這人是有福的。凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
You see, the path of holiness, which is the path of happiness, cannot be reached unless you pass through the narrow gate first.
圣洁嘅道路、快乐嘅道路系未能够去，系去唔到嘅，除非首先通过嗰个窄门。
You can't get to the path of holiness and the path of happiness unless you first.Pass under the cross of Christ, where your burden can be lifted.
你唔会能够去到圣洁嘅道路或者系快乐嘅道路，除非你首先嚟到十字架基督嘅十字架嘅底下，让你嘅重担可以被挪走。
If you haven't trusted in Christ and have been forgiven of your sins through Christ, then you can't walk on this path of holiness.
若果你未被神去宽恕你嘅罪，未被基督嘅血去遮蓋你嘅罪嘅時候，你就唔能夠行呢個聖潔嘅道路。
So I want to ask you, have you experienced the blessing of Psalm 32 first?
咁讓我問大家，你有冇經歷詩篇32篇入邊所說嘅祝福呢？
Have you experienced the joy of knowing your sins are forgiven?
有冇經歷到你嘅罪被赦免嘅呢個嘅喜樂呢？
If you have, then you can and you must begin on this pathway of holiness, which is the pathway of happiness.
若你有嘅话，咁你就要同埋可以开始呢个圣洁行圣洁嘅道路，亦都系快乐嘅道路。
Your entrance into this path has been bought for you by the blood of Jesus Christ.
你能进入呢条道路，系因为基督嘅宝血已经系为你买赎咗。
You know, Jesus is the only one who could say everything in Psalm 119.
耶稣是唯一一位可以述说诗篇119篇入边所有内容嘅嗰位。
Jesus is the only one who loves the word of God perfectly.
耶稣是唯一一位完全嘅爱神嘅话语。
Jesus is the only one who obeys the word of God perfectly.
耶稣是唯一一位完全嘅去遵守神嘅话语。
Jesus is the Lord of the law.
耶稣是律法嘅主。
In fact, Jesus is the Word of God.
事實上，耶穌係神嘅話語。
And yet, even though he loves and keeps the Word of God perfectly, he died on a cross to pay for our sin, to pay for our disobedience to the Word of God.
但縱使佢愛同埋去緊守神嘅話語係完全地緊守，佢為到我哋嘅罪嘅緣故而死喺十字架上面，係為我哋對神嘅話語唔順服而付罪債。
Friend, have you come to know the blessing of trusting in Christ and not working for salvation, but instead receiving it by grace as an undeserved gift?
朋友们啊，你系咪已经知道信靠基督呢一份嘅福气，唔使赚取救恩，而系可以凭恩典接受呢份自己唔配得嘅礼物呢？
If you don't know what it means to trust in Jesus and have your sins forgiven, I'd encourage you to talk to somebody here at our church and find out more.
若你未認識咩叫做信靠耶穌，同埋去讓你嘅罪被得赦嘅時候，我去鼓勵你去同教會入邊呢度嘅人去傾談，去認識更多。
Our God is generous in mercy.
我哋嘅神系满有恩典慈爱。
Our God is rich with forgiveness.
有好多嘅怜悯，有多宽恕。
Our God is not reluctant to save, but He is eager to save.
我哋嘅神唔系唔想去拯救，而系十分渴望去拯救。
For my brothers and sisters who have placed their trust in Christ, who have experienced the blessing of having their sins forgiven, are you pursuing the blessing of holiness?
对已经信靠咗基督嘅弟兄姊妹嚟讲，已经经历咗罪得赦免嘅呢份福气嘅弟兄姊妹，你有冇追求圣洁嘅祝福呢？
Together, let us pursue the blessing of knowing, obeying, and loving the Word of God.
让我们一起追求认识、谨守和爱神的话语这一份的祝福。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come to you and praise you for who you are.
天上的父，我们来到你面前赞美你，是为着你的缘故。
We thank you, God, that you are not one who stays silent, but instead you speak to us.
你不是沉默不语的，你是对我们说话的那一位。
You speak words of truth.
你讲嘅真理。
You speak words of love.
你讲嘅爱嘅说话。
You speak words of salvation.
你讲嘅系拯救嘅说话。
And the laws that you give are not meant to keep us from joy, but they are meant to give us joy.
你嘅律例典章唔系让到我哋冇晒喜乐，而系为到我哋有真正嘅喜乐。
Help us to find joy in you.
帮助我哋喺你里边寻找快喜乐。
Help us to set our hearts towards your word.
帮助我们，让我们的心去定睛仰望你。
Because we love you.
因为我们爱你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
这样是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.